Welcome to the program, State Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th District. Senator Schessler, how's your Thursday?
Well, it's a great day on the farm.
Fantastic. And temperatures are getting to where it makes it right now pretty comfortable on the farm.
Crops are growing. We've got a relatively decent day to spray. So spraying the fields and doing a little tillage and staying busy.
So session's over. The budgets have been signed. No business left in Olympia for right now. I know that as the budgets were being passed through the chambers, you had some kind things to say about some funding that was going to come to the east side of the state based on negotiations in the Senate. Talk to us a little bit about those projects that you're particularly happy with that are getting some funding.
Well, sure. I think, the capital budget is probably one of the least partisan things in Olympia. I think you can look at the additional help for the mental health center in the Tri-Cities. You look at the $43 million invested in the Tri-Tech Skill Center. Those are key wins that we look at that are good for all of us.
Senator, as far as some of the other things coming out, usually when we do wrap sessions, we start with the things that didn't go well. Then we try and get into the things that were small wins, and then we look at what was able to be avoided. But it seemed this session, particularly with the three initiatives that the legislature passed, that there's a little bit more of a morale boost coming out of this session than the previous few. Is that accurate?
Well, yes, it is, because those are three very popular common sense initiatives. After an initial stonewalling, the Parents' Rights Initiative passed 49-0. Why anybody would hesitate to vote on it is beyond me, but we got there. Police pursuit, talk to your chiefs, talk to your sheriffs. It was common sense. So, and the income tax ban is certainly, Washington voters don't want an income tax, and they were able to once again have their voices heard in Olympia. No state or local income tax.
We're talking with State Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th District here on The Bottom Line. Senator, want to touch a little bit on the recent ruling, or I should say the recent denial of emergency stays by the 9th Circuit and the U.S. Supreme Court regarding the legislative maps. We know how this played out. It's been going on for a couple of years. When U.S. District Judge Robert Lasnik gave a time frame for the legislature to submit different maps, the legislative, the redistricting committee was not called back in. State Dems did not move a muscle. It seemed they knew exactly what maps were going to be put forward, who they were going to be put forward by, and they were perfectly happy to have those accepted by the judge instead of going through the process and having Washingtonians represented instead of Washington represented by Californians. We know the appeals are still going on. What time frame do you think before this is finally wrapped up? Because there could be people in the 14th district today that are in the 16th district in 2 years.
Well, let's backtrack just a little bit. We have to remember that we have a model redistricting commission for America, and not following it is a very sad state of affairs. Even sadder, Ferguson did not support the legislature's decision, which he's supposed to be our attorney, but he ran and hid with the Californians. With the timetable we're giving with the maps, we think about it, and filing is about 5 weeks away. So there's absolutely no way you could get through the 9th District Circus of Appeals, let alone get to the U.S. Supreme Court for a fair ruling. So unfortunately, my colleagues are in a terrible position in that we had one redistricting. It was fair. It worked. And now you place someone like Nikki Torres, who was an incredible new addition, or a great veteran like Curtis King, that have hard career decisions to make, and as well as do our House colleagues. Certainly by design, whole issue.
Now, Senator, I don't think it's lost on anyone either that has a side eye to all this, that it's only Republican lawmakers that have been redistricted out and inconvenienced. There are no Democrat lawmakers that have been redistricted out of their districts.
Well, when you have a fair bipartisan process like we normally do, both sides have wins and losses. Every change was made into a Republican district to cause inconvenience or heartburn. We could have very easily shifted to the east and given the 3rd District in Spokane a case of heartburn. But instead, we pushed a good senator like Brad Hawkins into more of King County and out of Douglas. So tell me, what does Chelan County have in common with King County? I really don't know, other than vacation homes.
We're talking with State Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th District here on The Bottom Line. Senator, as far as some of the confusion, I want to go back to the redistricting just for a minute, because there are a lot of people out there right now that are confused, because it's hard to find a legitimate map, to be honest with you. It's hard to find one anywhere where people can get a good idea and find out, where am I? Have I been redistricted? Have I been changed? I mean, I found out I went from the district I was in 3 years ago. I'm back there now. But there are other people who are in their 3rd district in 2 years. What would you suggest for them to do, the best way to find out where they may be voting now?
Well, I think we'll have those through our county auditors as well as any place, because they have to go through. One of the reasons why there was a panic was because this auditor has to get a ballot printed for who's going to be running where and who you're going to be voting for. When you look at the Tri-Cities area with at least 4 legislative districts, it's a real challenge for our auditor to put it together. So they're the ones that will have that for the voters. But even for some political junkie like you or me, I haven't seen the map in detail to know what part of Pasco is in the 16th, what part is in the 15th, to be certain, or even the 14th. So we have a lot of confusion for voters just in the Pasco area.
Yeah, we know that Pasco is in at least 3 districts. Wenatchee's in at least 3 districts. It's your district, the 9th, now has different aspects of Franklin County than what it had 2 months ago. And also going into Spokane now, if I'm correct.
Well, I knew in the original redistricting, I would have about 50,000 people in Spokane County. Fewer than I had in the past, but I still had a good, healthy portion of rural Franklin County. Now, I don't think I have any of Franklin County left. And I've enjoyed people that were my longtime friends since high school FFA and sports days on through my time as a legislator. I no longer get to represent them, and it certainly wasn't my choice. So as a consolation prize, after 2 years out, I get my friends and neighbors in Othello in, but not any of the rural part of the west end of my county.
It is definitely an interesting process, to say the least. As you look forward to next year, next session, some of these things may be dealt with by then. There will be a new governor. Whether it is, many are hoping it is a change in letter in the governor's mansion. And that we can maybe begin to course correct some things. What are some, are you getting any early ideas right now as to some agenda items that you're going to have to play defense on?
Well, I think we have to play defense, at least to some degree, on a radical environmental agenda. Because you read time and again that our electric generation capacities in our grid cannot handle the enormously expensive plans that cap and tax has for us. So if you look just today, I got an email from a rail association. as California goes the country, they want to have electric locomotives by 2030. Well, you watch these long trains hauling grain, oil, containers, everything we use. There isn't one on the market today. So we have these ridiculous goals that need to meet a dose of reality. That's just one of many examples. It could be the $1 billion to electrify WSU's steam plant. We have to return that to some kind of common sense.
Final question for you, Senator Schessler, talking with Senator Mark Schessler in the 9th District here on The Bottom Line. Washington State is one of nine that has, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but seemingly has turned over its sovereignty to the state of California when it comes to certain issues, such as emissions or anything California decides with its clean air policy, Washington State automatically adopts. Based on a law that was passed in the legislature a few years back. And again, correct me if I'm wrong on this. How is it, based on our state constitution, we can turn over our ability to make these decisions to California's legislature?
Because we have no prohibition on it. It's rather vague rulemaking, like mileage standards for automobiles, energy standards for appliances, whatever the case may be. There's no outright prohibition. So you can base a standard on that of another state.
So Washington State standards are being represented by California lawmakers.
Right. And certainly we wouldn't want to give California a vote of confidence, but that's essentially what Jay Inslee and friends have done during the past 10 years.
Hopefully we find a way to get that back, sir.
I do, too, because I trust the voters, I trust the ideas of our state, and we can do better.
State Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th District joining us here on The Bottom Line. Always appreciate your time, sir, and looking forward to talking to you again during the off season from the tractor.
Thank you very much.